The United States is wrapping up its Haitian migration deportation. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. The flights Wednesday from the state of Texas, even as thousands of Haitians are being allowed into the U.S. on the promise to appear at an immigration office within 60 days. Seven deportation flights are set for later today. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. is deporting Haitians to their homeland under a health code provision, citing the coronavirus pandemic as a reason to clear the border as quickly as possible. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a staunch critic of President Biden's handling of the migrants at the border, ordered state workers to line up dozens of state-owned vehicles, forming a so-called steel wall to try to keep more migrants from surging past overwhelmed U.S. border agents into Texas. Abbott estimates that 8,600 migrants remain at the Del Rio International Bridge, down from 14,000 and camped there last weekend. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized a booster dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for those 65 and older and some high-risk Americans, paving the way for a quick rollout of the shots. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel could vote on the measure as early as today. The use of a third shot of the vaccine, an agency official said at a public meeting of the panel on Wednesday. President Biden announced in August the government's intention to roll out booster shots for people aged 16 and older this week, pending approval by the FDA and the CDC. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Biden says the United States is boosting its donation of COVID-19 vaccine doses to the world. At a virtual summit, the president said the U.S. is doubling its buy of Pfizer vaccine doses to 1 billion for sharing with the world. Wealthy nations have been sharply criticized over the inequity of dose distribution. Even the stepped-up U.S. commitment is just a fraction of what's needed to meet a goal of vaccinating 70% of the world's population by this time next year. Donors led by the United States and the European Union on Wednesday pledged another $600 million for Yemen, but the United Nations said that a financial shortfall meant millions could still go hungry. The U.S. promised an additional $290 million, but said the ultimate solution was to end the war that has led to what the United Nations calls the world's worst humanitarian situation. David Beasley, the executive director of the World Food Program, welcomed the new pledges, but said the UN agency still did not have enough to support the 12.9 million people dependent on aid, which is nearly half the country. France will send its ambassador back to Washington next week after French President Emmanuel Macron and President Biden agreed in a phone call Wednesday to meet next month over a submarine dispute. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden acknowledged French complaints about the submarine deal with Australia. In an unprecedented move, France recalled its ambassador to the United States and Australia after the U.S. and Australia and Britain announced a new Indo-Pacific defense deal last week. As part of the pact known as AUKUS, Australia would cancel a multi-billion dollar contract with France to buy conventional submarines and instead would buy nuclear-powered vessels from the United States. And lava continues to move through La Palma, one of the Spanish Canary Islands, as residents fled following Sunday's volcanic eruption. More than 6,800 people have been evacuated from the island, one of the archipelago's smaller and least populated, since Sunday. The Associated Press reported that lava has engulfed and destroyed 320 buildings so far. No fatalities or injuries have been reported. Authorities say the eruption would likely continue for several days, given the uncertainty about which direction the lava will flow. People with mobility issues have been evacuated from several coastal towns. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.